Okay.
So we have Q&A for a few minutes. One of the questions that somebody sent in is about was what do I feel about having computers in the Beis Medrash? I thought that's an interesting question. Excuse me. I thought that's an interesting question because it's the aspects of it that I want to talk through are applicable to other things as well. So, like, what could be the problem? The computer's great. It gives you access to all kinds of information, and if you can't find the source on the shelf, you can open up your computer and you can find the source in the computer. So there's so many, you can write things down. It seems to have so many pluses. So I think there are three areas of concern. I'm not saying any of them is dispositive. No, I'm not saying that because of these three things, we shouldn't allow computers in the Beis Medrash. But there are three things to think about. And anybody who's in charge of a Beis Medrash or in charge of yeshiva, if you're ever in a position where you have to make these decisions or similar kinds of decisions, these are things to be aware of and perhaps to try and mitigate as best we can. So the first thing that strikes me about it is that in general, we have a Messiah. And the Messiah is not only in the content of Torah. Rabbi Kotler used to always say that the Messiah of Torah is not only in the content of Torah, but it's also in the Messiah of Torah, how Torah should be given over. Ideally, we want our Beis Medrash to look exactly like the Beis Medrash in Balaton. We want to replicate the experience. Part of the Messiah of Torah, we want to feel connected. I in Belozhin, they had candles, and we have LED fixtures. So the emphasis is, that's true. And that's the chisaron, because it's not exactly the way it was in Belozhin. But the chisaron now is outweighed by the benefits. We're not going to learn by candlelight. The benefits are so great that, obviously we make changes when the benefits are very strong. But our point of departure always is, not to make changes in the tzur of the Beis Medrash, and in general, not to make changes in the tzur, not only in the things that are ma'akev lahalacha, but even the externalities. That's why we preserve minhagim, not only minhagim, but even folk customs that aren't strictly speaking minhagim. A minhag really is only something that's a siag for an iser, or it was hunag al pi chachamim. We have a lot of customs that they're neither of the above, but we try to preserve everything. We want to preserve the totality of the experience and give it over intact, because we see that as connecting us with Be'er Shavuot. And anything that makes a change in the atmosphere of the Beis Medrash is something that right away our point of departure is to look at it with suspicion and not to hurry to be enthusiastic about it, without any other considerations yet coming into play. So again, that's not dispositive. There are obviously a change that we make. It's not exactly like Balashim. Even in Lakewood also doesn't look exactly like Balashim. But nonetheless, our point of departure should be suspicious. Then, besides that, there's the general conservative impulse, and we are a conservative people. There's a general conservative impulse that every change has unintended consequences, and that you never know when the unintended consequences and the unfortunate unintended consequences are going to outweigh the immediately apparent benefits. That's the difference between the liberal outlook and the conservative outlook. The liberal outlook is that every change, if it's well-meaning, every change is progress. And the conservative outlook is that every change is fraught with unintended consequences. Russell Baker said it very well. He said that every solution creates two new problems. And the secret to being successful in life is to solve as few problems as possible. Some problems you have no choice, you have to solve them. But the problems that you don't need to solve, leave them alone, because the solution is often worse than the problem. Or Chesterton had a famous parable. It's a little bit of a different point, but it's related. He said that the progressive mindset is you see a fence in the middle of nowhere, and you don't know what it's there for, so you tear it down because you don't know why it's there. And fences restrict movement; it's a bad thing, so take it down. But a wise man would say to such a person, "One second. If you don't know why the fence is there, then you don't have a right to tear it down. Go find out why the fence is there. When you know why the fence is there, then maybe I'll let you take it down. But if you don't know why somebody put it up, if you don't know why they put it up, you better find out why they put it up before you're in a hurry to take it down. So there could be unintended consequences. So the mashal, what might be an unforeseen consequence of having computers in the Beis Medrash? That by definition, unforeseen consequences, you can't foresee. So I can't foresee all the unforeseen consequences. But just as a mashal, what a consequence might be, and is that a Beis Medrash has, you know, Beis Medrash has a certain atmosphere. You walk into Beis Medrash, there's a kultur. Kibbutzim are arguing with each other loudly or softly, as their temperament is. People people from different kibbutzim are talking with each other. There's groups of people having a heated discussion and learning. That's the kultur. And that's the kultur, and that's the give and take. The Chazal already were eloquent about milchamta shel Torah and so on, and it's in that give and take that lamedim are formed. And there's the possibility that if you bring computers into the Beis Medrash, then you're going to replace that with the more an experience of about a lot of people sitting in front of their computer screens, working on their computer, looking things up, and writing summaries, and the kind of work people you go into a library. That's the ambience. Everybody sitting at their computer, and if that's what the Medrash are going to turn into. Then that would be very unfortunate, because it's that muscular give and take that's very formative in creating learning. So that could be a consequence. Again, not necessarily going to happen, but it's something that it's something that might happen. It depends how much you have to be aware of the fact that there could be such consequences, and that's another reason why not to jump in head first without thinking about these things. And then there's a third issue, which is also important. Again, it depends, it's situational. But b'derech klal, for young Talmidim, even Talmidim of your age, a superabundance of information is not necessarily the best thing. You can be flooded with information. B'derech klal, Talmidim don't necessarily have the kelim to know what's important and what's not important, what's good, what's not bad. Not everything that Achan says is necessarily so gavaldik. And b'chal, just having too much information, you can drown. Even if it's all good, you can drown. That's why Rav Elchanan Wasserman has a letter that he wrote to a Talmud who asked him for hadrach and learning. He said, don't look up too many things because you're going to drown. You can't assimilate so much information. You should see the G'dayle Rishonim, the G'dayle Achronim, Rabbi Kregel, the Tzoyis, see the Ramban, but not to see everything that there is because it's too much. Well, a computer makes all of that, a superabundance of information available at the touch of a button. That itself can be overwhelming. I remember when I was a bacher, they had this concern about this is ancient, but when they first came out with the green Eitzer and Mefarshei HaTalmud, when I was a bacher, they called them the green monsters, and there was a fear that this is going to give people so much information. It was a double fear. First of all, so too much information, and number two, you're going to replace. Rav Putner had an expression. He said you're going to replace the avoda of Yigia with the avoid of chippus. You know, instead of you come to a difficulty in the sugi, instead of being yogeya to try to work it out and to understand it, you're going to instead replace that with the yigia of chippus. Go look up what does it say in the Eitzim Mefarshim. What is somebody who talks about it? That was a fear in regard to that. And this is alachas kama v'chama. We have so much more today. That's a joke. Eitzim Mefarshim is a joke compared to the amount of information they have on the internet. So these are all concerns. Again, these are not. I'm not necessarily saying that. Therefore, we shouldn't allow computers in the Beis Medrash because there are a lot of benefits. But I do think that people who are in charge of a yeshiva, people who are in charge of what a Beis Medrash should look like, or mechanchim, whatever the context. And again, it's not going to be the same in every. It's very situational. It's going to depend on the age level, on the skill level. It's going to depend on the culture. What's this? You know, it's Lakewood is not the same as YU is not the same as every situation. Not the same as Bnei Brak. Every situation is different. But nonetheless, I think that these are concerns, and you want to try and not you want to be cautious. I know in some yeshivas in Kollel they have a pshara that they don't allow computers in the Beis Medrash, but they have a side room where they have computers available that are plugged into Yisrael Chachma or plugged into Bar Ilan and so on, with and you can print out, and that way you sort of have the best worlds. They don't bring this. They don't tamper with the ambience of the Beis Medrash. But on the other hand, you have access, but it's a little bit difficult. You have to get up and go and look something up. So also, it's not like instantaneous. So that's the way perhaps to navigate the, between the two. I'm not saying that's the one size fits all. And again, you know, and YU is very different also because guys are mamish wedded to their computer, do everything on their computer. Every situation, and b'chal here to Dov Hashem, and Ishmael not have computers in the basement. So I'm not saying every situation is the same. But I'm just saying, but it's lamed al kal kulo yos. You shouldn't be over enthusiastic about bringing changes into the way we do things in Yahadus. Because first of all, because of these three things, first of all, the etzim is a we see a virtue in doing things the same as they were done before. And number two, because we're very cautious about unintended consequences. And then there's the particular issue with the computers about the superabundance of information, which in chinuch is a very big deal. You know, you keep too much information for a bacher, for a low, at any level. You have the same thing by MS with these stick. What do they call them? These gemaras called with. What? Mesifta, the Mesifta Gemaras. So a lot of people like the Mesifta Gemaras, but I know a lot of people that can't stand it. It's too much information. It's not valuable. That much information is not, for a regular layman, it's not even helpful to have so much information. Because it just overwhelms you. Yeah.
Taking everything very sensitive now, is there a valid thought to say that a lot of that light bulb that we're used to?
Yeah, it's just a muscle. I'm not saying. I mean, at the point, we want to be like Volozhin. And that's specifically Volozhin. No, we want to feel, we don't, even in the externalities, things that, what does it matter? Even in the externalities, we're not in a hurry. Obviously, things change, they evolve over time. We dress differently. I'm just saying it as a melitza. Don't take me too literally about it. It's a melitza. The very fact that we don't have candles the way they had in Volozhin. In a way, it's a chisar. We're that much, you know, it's that, in a way, it's a chisar. It's a tiny chisar. And of course, it's outweighed by the benefits. But nonetheless, we're not in a hurry to change the tzuras hadvar. Maybe they would have said, no, we want to be like they were in the Noyim Yudas Yeshiva. No, also these other concerns are really more. The first nekuda about the first nekuda is a theological nekuda, and it has to be obviously tempered with reality. I'm just saying it as a melitza, but the melitza has a truth to it. We're not looking for change for the sake of change, and there is a certain mindset. I see this especially in the modern Orthodox world. It's one of the things that differentiates the modern Orthodox world from the Haredi world is that the modern Orthodox world tends to be more. I don't even know why exactly, but it tends to be more enamored of change for the sake of change. If it's new, it must be good. And I'm very suspicious of that. I don't think that's a Jewish. I don't think that's a frum instinct. I think that the frum instinct is that new has to be eyed with suspicion. It might be good, and there's probably a different temperament to the matter. Sometimes new is very good. We're not looking at new for the sake of new. That's maybe the better way to put it. We're not looking at new for the sake of new. New is not good per se. It might be good. The fact that it's new by itself is not a virtue, it's chesed. It might be good anyway. But the newness, the etzem, I'm not saying in other things, in the health and medicine, I'm saying in Yiddishkeit, the fact that something is new is a chesed. It might be very good anyway. But the newness per se is not a milah. And that's not, you have to be on guard against that because the culture, maybe it's not even a minority thing, maybe it's an American thing to be enamored of newness just because it's new. There's a letter from a Chaim Eiser. It was I suppose the 500th anniversary of the Rambam's death, the birth, or something. It was some jubilee of the Rambam. And they were having events around the world. The Jewish communities around the world were having events. So they wrote a letter to Rav Chaim Eiser. Somebody asked him, should the frum community participate in these? And it wasn't necessarily a frum thing. It was general Jewish circles. Is this something, do we belong in such a thing? Do we belong there? Rav Chaim Eiser said, look, the etzem, we don't need this. We don't need celebrations for the Rama's birthday. We live with the Rama every day. We learn the Rambam every day. So we don't, it doesn't mean anything to us to have a celebration. So he doesn't see that it makes any sense. But he said, but in America, Shehulchim Achar Habara Kachitsaini, In America, where anything that's new and shiny, people are taken by. In America, it's going to be, if people won't understand it if the Orthodox don't participate. In America, they should participate. So already then, Chaim said, in America, they like new and shiny. So the modern Orthodox world maybe is more Americanized. We like new, but maybe the other world, the rest of the world, we like new and shiny here in America. So computer, there's nothing more new and shiny than a computer. But that itself, you have to hold that instinct at arm's length. You know, new and shiny, it's also not mamash relevant to the discussion, but I'll tell you a story I heard from I've shared the story before. My wife's uncle, Rabbi Dr. Rabinowitz, lives in Eretz Yisrael, Aaron Rabinowitz. He's a psychologist. He was a from the early Lakewood Talmidim, and he got a PhD in psychology. He was a practicing psychologist in Eretz Yisrael for many years. Now he's retired, sits and learns. He went to RJJ way back when RJJ existed, for one thing. Anyway, he went to RJJ, and it was after World War II. And the UN was being created. And there was a lot of excitement about the UN. The world government, world peace, no more war. Everybody was excited. All of humanity is going to come together. The Bachurim were also excited about it. So the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Varshavtsik, became a Chacham. Rav Varshavtsik said to them, he said to the Bachurim, he said, Kindelach, what should I tell you? Chazal say, Kol kibutzom shel rishoyim rohi etzel tzaddikim. Anything that helps the rishoyim get together is bad for tzaddikim. And so my uncle said, we looked at him like he's an old fuddy-duddy. Doesn't understand the UN, how great it is. And he said, now, in retrospect, what good thing ever came, except for the creation of Israel, that was the one thing that came out of the UN. Everything, the UN is talking, you want to have a living example of this concept of kol kibutzim shel rishoyim roi etzel tzaddikim. There's no better example than the UN, which, you know, it's the most anti-Semitic organization, the most anti-Israel organization, the most, it's one great big kibutzim shel rishoyim. So he was talking right. But it was new and shiny. We like new and shiny. New and shiny, you have to be that itself you have to be on guard against. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not saying we should not have computers in the basement. I'm just saying all of these kind of things for new and shiny, you have to be careful with what you tamper with. Okay, that's it. Let's go to learn. Also, before we go out on the Gemara, I want to just revisit the steer in the rush. I thought about it. We had a steer in the rush. The Rosh by us says that if you talk in the middle of Dikas Chometz, you don't have to make it a bracha. It doesn't even think it's an Avera. He says afterwards, maybe you shouldn't talk anyway because you want to focus on the mitzvah. But the Etzim, he doesn't think it's an Avera, and certainly doesn't warrant a bracha levatol. What's it different than Sakhman Tfilah L'Tfilah? We have to make a bracha. So he says that, first he says, well, Lefira Ben Atam, it's a hefsek between the bracha and it's a hefsek from the bracha and the tefillah shel Reish. I looked at Ezbahad the Gemara, it was last year. That's one of the, it's a good new and shiny. So every year they give us Masech, they give us a Gemara. Whatever the Yeshiva's learning, the office, the Ritz office, they give us a new Ezbahad the Gemara, all the Rebbeim. But this year with COVID, it didn't happen, or maybe it happened and I wasn't here. So at home I learned with my old fashioned Gemara that I got when I was a chassid. Yeah, so it was said, over there it's different. The Brachri Shayna Kaima Nami Anochas Filin Sarosh. The Misok Zorach Lavach Kvar Machez, Kaniach Filin Lir Rabbein Atam. Well, the Rashi Nami came into three mitzvahs Ninu. Blame Akvi Adod, even Lysach, and the Zorach Lavach HaMisvahs Filin, Kena Havayas HaChadas. So it seems from the Rosh over here, first of all, the tefillin is two mitzvahs. And number two, the fact that it's two mitzvahs is more reason to be chayzer umavarach. The Rosh and the tefillin in Kisei Adam discusses if you have a lot of oifis that you want to shecht, and then you were stuck in the middle between that bird number five and bird number six, you took a coffee break, you have to make a new bracha. So the Rosh holds, he brings the Yeshayim that you do, but he says he doesn't think that you do. He thinks you don't have to make a new bracha. Why is it different than tefillin? So he says that, first of all, he says not an Avera. He starts off with the Avera parts. By tefillin, it's an Avera, because tefillin is one mitzvah. You have to have tefillin shalyad and tefillin shalosh. Eifes, it's not one mitzvah. I have to shecht one eif. The other eifes are voluntary. I don't have to shecht any eifes. I mean, I made a bracha, I can shecht one eif. The other two, three, I don't have to shecht them. But tefillin, I have to have both pairs of tefillin. So it's one mitzvah. And then he says, that's as far as an Avera is concerned. So by tefillin, it's an Avera to talk. But there, it's not an Avera. Then he says, number two, as far as Chayzer Mavarach is concerned, by tefillin, since it's one mitzvah, you have to be Chayzer Mavarach. But by Shechitza Seifas, since it's not one mitzvah, you don't have to be Chayzer Mavarach. So it's a double steer. First of all, it's a steer. By us, he says, tefillin is two mitzvahs. And over there, he says that tefillin is one mitzvah. And number two, it's a steer. That by us, he says, the fact that it's two mitzvahs, that tefillin is two mitzvahs, that's why you have to be chayzer mavarach. And over there he says, it's the fact that tefillin is one mitzvah that makes you have to be chayzer mavarach. And by shechita seifas, where it's several mitzvahs, so there you don't have to be chayzer mavarach. So it's a steer in the fact is tefillin one mitzvah too. And it's a steer in the svara. Does the fact that being one mitzvah more a reason to be chayzer mavarach or more a reason not to be chayzer mavarach? So it's all like this. With the Gabi, the Stira is filling one mitzvah too. So here, I got a text from Josh Beer, from Tamidim, and he pointed out that maybe it's not a Stira. The Rosh by us only says that it's two mitzvahs when he's talking about Rashi. When he's talking to Rabbeinu Tam, look aside, the Rosh, when he's talking to Rabbeinu Tam, does not say the words that filling is two mitzvahs. He says it when he's talking about Rashi. And the emes is that the Rosh and Hilchas Tefillin passes like Rabbeinu Tam. So maybe the Rosh, without saying any svar to say why this might be, why it might be connected, but maybe the Rosh only said that Tefillin is two mitzvahs when he's talking in Rashi, not when he's talking in Rabbeinu Tam. And the emes is that I think it has Shroshim. There's a foundation to say that. Because, again, what's the we already spoke last time, what's the difference? The Rosh is clear that he thinks there's a difference why you have to be Chayzer Mavarach. Why you have to make another bracha? Chayzer Mavarach, maybe it's not the wrong word, but the Gemara says Soch Mavarach Shtayim. Why do you have to make an extra bracha when you were Soch? And the Rosh is from the Lord that it's a different lumdus according to Rabbeinu Tam than according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha that you make when you're Soch is the bracha that you already made, but now you have to make it again. So the Havana is that the bracha of Laniach Tefillin that you made at the beginning was going direct on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The bracha is being said directly on the tefillin shel yad, of course, also, but it was also being said directly on the tefillin shel rosh. Again, we made this distinction, like by a suda, you make a bracha on the first kezayis. The rest is niftar mimelo. You're not making the bracha on the later kezayisim. If you were making the bracha directly on the later kezayisim, you wouldn't be able to talk throughout the meal. So we said, no, it's not the way. You make the bracha on the first kezayis of the meal. The rest of the meal is niftar mimelo. You can't have a hesach hadas because then it becomes a separate meal. By tefillin in Rabbeinu Tam, he's saying, the bracha is direct on the tefillin shel rosh. The laniach is going on the tefillin shel rosh on an ordinary day when you're not soch. So when you're soch, it's a hefsek. So you have to make the same bracha again. But the Rashi, you don't make the same bracha again. You make a different bracha when you're soch. Ordinarily, you make laniach, that's it. When you're soch, you make a new mitzvah bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. In Rashi, the hesmer must be different. In Rashi, the hesper must be that normally you're not making a bracha direct on the tefillin shel rosh at all. You make the bracha on the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel rosh are niftar mimela because it's one kviyus. But if you soch, it breaks the kviyus, and now for the first time you have to make a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. And therefore, a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh you don't ordinarily make. In this circumstance, you have to make a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. For the tefillin shel rosh, they have a different bracha. Almas is tefillin. That's how we were masbid the rosh. That's going to be Maisif. So the three Rashi, first of all, you have to say that Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are two separate mitzvahs, because otherwise, if they were one mitzvah, why would a sicha be a hesach hadas? In a seuda, sikhas ada hesekadas. In the middle of the meal, if you talk sikhas ada hesekadas, hesekadas needs a much bigger thing. You have to be maflig, you have to go out for a long time, or you have to wash mayim achreinim. To break the seuda in half, you need a big thing. You need a sledgehammer to break the seuda in half. Just saying a few words is not going to break. It's not a hesekadas. So how come it's filling shliyah and filling shirayish? Just a few words becomes a hesekadas. So the Rosh himself says, because it's two mitzvahs, so they're not really organically connected. The only thing that connects them is that I want to do them both. That's a very tenuous connection. So then already, even a sikha breaks them in half, two mitzvahs, and therefore you have to make a set. Now all of a sudden you have to make a bracha on the tefillin shereish. So that mandates that I have to say that tefillin shereish and tefillin shereish are two separate mitzvahs. I'm doing them in one krios. So because I'm doing them in one krios, so ordinarily, if I don't talk, the krios connects them. Like we saw, I mentioned there about the Bechamas in our Psalchim. A krios can connect mitzvahs. But when they're different mitzvahs, tefillin shereish and tefillin shereish, Rashi holds that this is Kiddush Rashi. Rashi holds that when a kfiyas is connecting separate mitzvahs, that's easily broken apart. Mela, just a ticha ba'alma breaks them apart, and that's why you have to make a bracha on the tefillin shereish. So in Rashi, the Rosh has to say that tefillin shereish and tefillin shereish are two separate mitzvahs. That's why the kfiyas to do them together is so easily broken apart. In Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, the way the Rosh explained Rabbeinu Tam, every time I make laniach tefillin, it's going direct on the tefillin shereish. Every morning when I make laniach tefillin, it's going on the tefillin shereish. And therefore, when I'm soch, it's a hefsek, because it's a hefsek in the bracha, and the thing that the bracha is going directly on. So any hefsek, you have to be chayzer mubarak. So you have to make the laniach tefillin again. So we're saying by tefillin that I'm not making the bracha on the tefillin shaliyad and the tefillin shereish nifta mimela. I have to make the bracha directly on the tefillin shereish. So the Rosh holds, that's, why is that true? Why do I have to make a bracha directly on the tefillin shereish? Why aren't the tefillin shereish nifta mimela? Why is it different as Suda? I make a bracha on the first kezias, the rest of the Suda is nifta mimela. I make a bracha, I think the Rosh holds by Eifus also, you make a bracha on the first Eif, the rest of the Eifus is nifta mimela. How come by tefillin, the bracha has to be said directly on the tefillin shereish too? Why can I make the bracha on the tefillin shaliyat? The tefillin shereish will be nifta mimela. So the Rosh holds, and this is what I'm getting from the Rosh Lekulin, the Rosh holds that's because the bracha has to be said on a mitzvah shlema. The bracha, once you make the bracha on a mitzvah shlema, so then it's whatever else you do in the kfiyas is nifta mimela. But it has to be said on achilah shlema. The bracha said on the first achilah, and then it patters the rest of the suda. Let's say oifas. You make the bracha on the first oif, the rest of the oifas is nifta mimela. That's what the Rosh says over there, that I don't have to shech the other oifas at all. He says, the other oifas, they're different mitzvahs because I don't have to do them at all. What he means is, I have to shecht one life. If I shechted one life, I'm finished. I completed the mitzvah b'shleimusa. So there's nothing. The bracha was chal on a mitzvah shleima. So that's fine. So then the bracha only has to be chal directly in that life. The other life is, you want to do other life is in the same kriyos? That's like a meal. They're niftim imel. By tefillin shel yad is not nishlam. The mitzvah of tefillin shel yad is not shleima till I do the tefillin shel reish too. Even though they're not ma'akav each other, mishnah, they're not ma'akav adodi, but the talking not ma'akav adodi. Fine, they're not ma'akav, but yeah, but they're not ma'akav. But the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad is not really nishlam, ideally, without having tefillin shel reish too. You should have So the mitzvah is not really completed until I put on the tefillin shel reish too. The bracha has to go directly on the mitzvah till it's over. Till I have a mitzvah shlema. The bracha has to be chal directly on a mitzvah shlema. Then if I want to do encores, so then there'll be nifta mimela. As long as it's one kriyos, then I can do encores and there'll be nifta. I can bring in other birds and there'll be nifta mimela. But the bracha has to be chal direct on the mitzvah b'shleimusa. And since tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel yad is not an encore, it's the hashlam of the tefillin shel yad. So therefore the bracha has to be chal directly on the whole thing, the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel yad. The postman, the tefillin shereish aren't finished, the bracha is not completed. And therefore, the bracha has to be, and therefore, any hefzik will be a problem because the bracha has to be takeif to the mitzvah that's being chal on. And it's being chal on the whole mitzvah's tefillin, not a half of it. And the whole mitzvah's tefillin is tefillin shav and tefillin shereish together. So that's why in the hasbar for Rabbeinu Tam, you really need the idea that it's one mitzvah. Because in Rabbeinu Tam, it all flows from, because he's learning up in Rabbeinu Tam, this is last time's year, because he's learning up in Rabbeinu Tam, that the bracha is, that the idea is the bracha, when I make laniach, an ordinary day, when I make laniach, it's chal directly on the tefillin shereish. That's the hasbar in Rabbeinu Tam. That's why any dibur, you have to make the bracha again. So why is the bracha dechal directly on the tefillin shereish? Why can't the tefillin shereish be niftim mimela like the rest of the suda or like the rest of the ofis? The answer is because the mitzvah is not shlema until I finish the tefillin shereish. It's mitzvah achas. Mitzvah achas, at least in the sense, or maybe more than in that sense, in the sense that the shalyan is not finished without the shereish. So the bracha has to be chal on a mitzvah shlema, so it has to be chal directly on the tefillin shereish. So you can't talk to them until you put on the tefillin shereish. The bracha has to be chal on the tefillin shereish direct. It's different than ofis, where all the Torah says you have to shecht, that the one oif is no better, 10 oif is no better than one oif. It's not more mitzvah 10 oif than one oif. One oif is a mitzvah shlema. I made a bracha on a mitzvah shlema. I want to do more oifis than nifta mimela, as long as it's one kriya, so they're not masiyach das. So there, dibur is not a problem any more than by a suda. That's what the Rosh is saying over there, but he's going in the havana of Rabbeinu Tam. But in Rashi, it's a different havana. Rashi owes the mitzvah on the tefillin shereish taka, not direct. If it was direct on tefillin shereish, if the bracha of laniach was direct on tefillin shereish, that if you made a hefzik, you have to make the same bracha again, and you don't make the same bracha again. So in Rashi, learns al kofik, you're only making the bracha on the tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel yad is the mitzvah shlema. The tefillin shereish is a separate mitzvah. So the bracha is chal direct on a mitzvah shlema. Tefillin shel yad, tefillin shereish like an encore. So if that's the case, why is such a problem? So in Rashi says he only said this because it's two separate mitzvahs. It's very easy to make a hesach hadas. So even a dibur is a hesach hadas. And if Rashi, it'll come out that if you talk between the oifis, it'll talk be a hesach hadas. Because in that sense, the oifis are also separate mitzvahs. When he says over there that the oifis are one, that the oifis are separate mitzvahs, I mean, the oifis really are separate. Every oifis is a separate mitzvah. So Rashi's whole shita is that by separate mitzvahs, it's easy to make a hesach hadas. Even a dibur becomes a hesach hadas. No, so if a dibur is a hesach hadas between separate mitzvahs, so then, who had been by oifis? A dibur will be a hefzik in the oifis. In a chenami, Lufi Rashi probably, if you speak, there is a sheet in Rishayim, but if you talk between the oifis, you have to make a new bracha. Mishlam and Rashi will hold the way. The Rosh is going like Rabbeinu Tam because the Rosh taka passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Lufi Rabbeinu Tam, tefillin is different because tefillin is one mitzvah. So the bracha is how direct on the tefillin shel Rosh. But we don't find such a concept that when you that a dibur is a hesach hadas at all. So what you find by tefillin is that when you make a bracha direct on the tefillin shereish, a dibur is a hefzik. By oifis, I don't have to make a bracha direct on the other oifis. I make a bracha on one oif, that's a mitzvah shlema. The other oifis, a niftim imela, like by a suda. So if you mamish mesiach das and you maflig and you decide that's it for the day, so that would be, you checked out, that would be a different story. But it's a dibur ba'alma, who says that creates a hesach hadas. In Rashi, we have a chiddush that a dibur is a hesach hadas between when you're talking about that by two separate mitzvahs, a dibur alone makes a hesach hadas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I have to make a bracha on a mitzvah shlema. So why by dibur is it a mitzvah shlema if I was only with like one makom?
I mean, the
Rosh,
as long as you start with
the
deep, you can talk. So that's
called
a mitzvah.
Right. So the stum of the answer is to see inside. See inside. Take a look at a second. The stum of the answer is that by dika every mokum is a mitzvah shlema. For the same reason as it was by oifis. He said every oifis is a separate mitzvah. Because if I only had one oif, I would make a bracha on it. And that would be a mitzvah shlema. If I only had one oif, that would be it. I'd make a bracha. Nobody would say, oh, you made a bracha, only one oif. It's the second best. So it's a mitzvah shlema. If I only had one mokum, that we blamed that mokum, I would make a bracha. So I happen to have more mokumis. So that's like happening to have more oifus. But the bracha that I made on the first mokum is a bracha and a mitzvah shlema. By tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel yad, without tefillin shel yad, is lacking in the tefillin shel yad. Lacking the keem of the tefillin shel yad. That's probably also why the fear of time you take and make a bracha laniach on the tefillin shereish, and then when you put on the other, when you put on the tefillin shereish, you make another bracha on the tefillin shereish. Like there's one level of kiyum just from having a tefillin, or any tefillin, and then there's another level of kiyum that you get when you have both. That extra level of kiyum, call it havaya. That extra level of kiyum, v'hayu l'tatofes v'inecha. That extra kiyum requires a separate bracha. So. Well, I'm not sure how well it plays because he's saying even the nanich, the bracha of lahanich has to be on a mitzvah shlema. The mitzvah shlema, maybe it's not even with this. If the shlema is only for the bracha of al, then lahanich is on each tefillin separately. Actually, that's not so good. Anyway, akapanim. In tefillin, the kudah is the tefillin shel yad is nishlam with the tefillin shereish. That's not true by b'dika. Every makom is independent.
When the Rav says klilat b'dika, he means long you've done one makom.
Right. A makom could be even a spot. Anyway. Laces. Udavi Shiva Sukha, Uchadam Hamadavi takes the dosa. Yeah. It's Sukha also. One moment of yeshiva is enough. It's a Dova Shalom. I want to have more yeshivas. So fine, it's the tight. And it's nifta mimela. But the bracha only has to be chal direct on until the mitzvah is complete. Until it's called a davar shalom. So a b'dika is a davar shalom. Yeah. Because everything's tuffle to the lechem, so when I have lechem, that's how mitzi. That mitzi was said on the davar shalom. Whatever else is nifta mimela. The fi Rashi, I think, sachu b'yaseh chadas, because in Rashi, the Rosh Hashanah in Rashi, that separate mitzvahs are easier to break apart. A suda is a suda, so it has its own internal logic that it's a suda. So it's harder to break apart. But mitzvahs, when you stick together mitzvahs with the kriyas, so that's easy to break apart. But that's a chiddush that's a chiddush that comes out of Rashi Pshat Numa. That by tefillin is a hesek hadas. According to Rabbi Natan, tefillin is not a hesek hadas. Tefillin is a hefsek between the bracha and what the bracha has to be chalam directly. So we don't have this chiddush in Rabbi Natan. We don't find this chiddush that a dibur be'ama makes a hesek hadas anywhere. So mei chetesim. So by if it's also not. Yeah. Okay, I haven't written any of this up yet. I have to write it up. But we have to go back to this. Yeah, so let's go on to the Gemara. The place about Alat Fila, I'm not going to do right now. Let's go back to the Gemara. Yeah, Laura in there. It's not the Gemara. We're not in Emily. And when we know the peak has to be Laura in there. Amr Chisto, Lamadu Mitzia Mitzia, Mitzia Mechipus, Mechipus Mechipus, Mechipus Mineris, Mineris Miner. Mitzia Mitzia, Sivacha Shiva Siomim, Soil Yamasu Vateka. Sivotum, by the Gavir Binyomin, by a happy Bagodal Hochil, Bakotin Kola, by Yamotse. So we learn out Chipus, Mitzia Mitzia. It says Mitzia by us, by Yimotze, and it says Mitzia by Binyamin. And then by Binyamin it says Chippus, so you have Mitzia and Chippus. And then Chippus Mineris. Then I have another pasuk which puts Chippus together with Neris. Basically, it happens to Shalai Mineris. Mineris Miner. They said Ner Lakim Nishmasodim, Chayfus, Kochadre Yimotze. Look, Rashi. Line of Mitzia Amur Bechamis, Mitzia Amur Begvir Dimyamin. Mitzia Mechipus. The Lame of Aisha Mitzia Shal Binyamin, Mechipus Omer Etzlo, the Mam Mitzia Shal Gvir Ayre Chipus, after Mitzia Chomis Ayre Chipus. Mitzia Chomis Ayre Chipus. By chometz, not mitzias chometz, it's loy matzah. It's not having chometz matzah. So you could say shalim and ba'alma. The Marsha says, Marsha is addressing a different question. The Marsha says, why didn't the Gemara bring the Chiddush HaGadol? The Marsha says, why didn't the Gemara bring an earlier pasuk by Lavan when he was looking for the trophim? So it says, Vayechapes. Get the Lavan pasuk. It says Vayechapes Noel Rochel and Noel Leah Loi Matzah. So there you have the Chippus and Metziah. Loi Matzah. That pasuk is earlier in Chumash. And then Marsha adds, and that's even more diamond. Because it's loy matzah. We want to, here it says loy matzah. And over there it says loy matzah. By Gvir B'yamin it was by Yimatzah, it was matzah. So wouldn't it be more bedoimah to learn out from the earlier pasuk of Lava? Sakta Masha. He says two teretz. First he says the teretz, but mitziah is more doimah to mitziah than to matzah. Just in the grammar. You know, the way the form the word matzah takes is here it says, By Lavan it says v'loy matzah. Here it says v'yim matzei. So that's more daima to loyim matzei. Okay, but then he says another teretz. He says, no, we don't want a pasuk of loy matzah. We want a pasuk of matzah, because the mitzvah of bdikas chametz is to find the chametz before Pesach. It's loyim matzei, but the way it's loyim matzei on Pesach is that you find the chametz before Pesach. So we're not looking for a chippus that's loy matzah. We're looking for a chippus that is matzah, because that's what bdikas chametz is. Because chametz is a chippus that you want to find the chametz, not that you don't want to find the chametz. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Ach mitzias chametz, the mitzias chametz, not the loy matzah of the chametz. The loy matzah of the chametz and Pesach is mechayev that you have to find the chametz in every place. If it's a lum this year also, I'm not sure, but at the bottom, also pshat. Chippus, chippus, chippus. The name is la'achas l'matah she'al chippus chol hazor l'moid ve'achippus mechippus yekotu b'shulayim. The mamma is the same drasha. But there's a difference here in the brisa. The brisa is afkish and rael dover zechel dover. Afkish and rael dover zechel dover sounds like it's only in a smacha. The Rashi picks up on that. The Rashi says zechel dover, kidipashinon. Behasad meforish kroy hechel. The rael mamma is lesser. El a smacha bialmo. That's the zechel dover, it's an asmachta. Not a raya. Why is that a raya? The divrei Torah and the divrei Kabbalah in them. We have rule divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah. If we don't learn out from Sukkim and Nevi'im and Tzuvim, halachos. It has to be from Chumash. But these are Sukkim in Tanakh, in Nach. So Mela, it's only an asmachta. The Chayim are Medayik and Rashi. The Nach part is the Neiris. The Asiach happens to Shlai and the Neiris and so on. The Chippus is divrei Torah, not divrei Kabbalah. The chippus mechippus is divrei Torah. The chippus mineiros is divrei Kabbalah. But the chippus mitziah mechippus is in Chumash. So it's meduyik and Rashi that the chelik that's in asmacht is the neiros part. But there is a mocker him in that Torah to learn out the bdik itself. If that's the case, maybe it's meduyik and Rashi that bdikus chometz is a din deraisa. The bdikus chometz is a din deraisa. It's connected to the following. We have a place to show them. Let's say a person did not do bittul. Now we do bittul, so the book is altogether drabon. That's for sure. Bittul is a minatari bittul be amasagi, bdikas drabon. And worse, many times, bdikas chametz is not for us as a drabon. But that's not a kasha from this Rashi. That says we do bittul. But if you didn't do bittul, then bdikas deraisa. So the neiris is only divi kabbalah, but the bdik itself, Rashi implies, the bdik itself is a deraisa. If not for this, Rashi could say the whole thing's in a smachta. It's Gzeres Shova. Maybe it's Gzeres Shova that they weren't Makabal Mirabim. Gzeres Shova, you have to be Makabal Mirabim. So who says this Pierre show was this Kabbalah and me Rabbim all together? So that's machta. It says Zechel Adava. But Rashi's mashman out the way that this is a bona fide limud up till the nearest part. So there's a limud for Bdika. So we had already a machlekes Rishonim. If a person did a Bdika Kedin and then he found Chametz, Matzah Gutkiyof, is he Oibel Mafreya? He did a Bdika Kedin, he didn't find any Chametz, but now it turns out that there was Chametz. He missed them. Is he over by Yod? Is he over by Yod by Matzah? So he saw already a machlekes Rishonim. The Tosis Haros said by the Sugah Gutkiyof that you tackle Oibel Mafreya. The Shagig, he says, you're over the Shagig, because, okay, but you're over the Mefet. On the other hand, the Ran at the beginning of the Sechta said that you're not over, because some Chotara Lachazokas. Since I was Baidah Kedin, even if Al Kapish Shmaya Galya, I actually had Chometz, but since I was Baidah Kedin, I'm not over by your Baimas. Of course, if I find the Gusgiyof and I leave it around, then I'm over by Yom, you kind of lahaba. That's the shash of Gusgiyof, you'll be misatzel, you won't burn it with sufficient alacrity. But if you be mavatle on the spot, you won't be over. So the Ran explains. Right? That's how they explain the Gemara. What do you mean, shkachas levatle? But you were over all till you found the Gusgiyof. So the Rosh says, in Echanami, Tosha Rosh says, in Echanami, the Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara says, adifuminei, that you're going to be over even bemezid. Because if you're going to leave it around, you're going to be over bemezid. And the Ram says, no, you're not Oibel Mafreya, because I did a Bdika Kedin, some Chatar Ela Chazok, because he says, Kedip Yerashdi in the beginning of the Masechta. And then there's a Taisus in Chafal, we saw Taisus in Chafal. Taisus holds that Yitaka not Oibel Mafreya, but only from a technicality, not because you were Bidik, but because it's Chomets, it's Tomun, and it's Eini Yadua, Eini Yadeh Hechenhub, so it's not called Motsim. So that's a technical, you're off on a technicality. But not because the Bdika got you off. It's the fact that I have chametz as tumen and any day hechanu, so it's not called the chametz is matz. So we have a chayk shishayim. The tesis of Rosh holds that the bdika per se does not get you out of by your matz. You have to be baidik, of course. You baidik to make sure you don't have any chametz. But if your bdika missed something, then you're over by your matz. Look b'shayim. The bdika itself, the fact that you were baidik, is not a pter. And Taisus also agrees to that fundamentally. Taisus holds your potter anyway for a different reason. Because since the Chametz was Tomon and you don't wear any day Hechenu, so maybe you're a potter. But otherwise, fundamentally, Taisus also holds that the Bdik is not a Ptur. And the Ran says that Bdik is a Ptur Mamish. If you buy the Kedin, some Chotar al Chazokas, then even if Kapishmaya Gali had Chametz, you're not even a Rebbe Shaykh. It's nothing. So what's in the Kudus of Machaikas? So Mustaman and Machaikas is that the Ran holds that there's a din mi deraisa, by Rabbi Masi's mechayiv mi deraisa, that you have to be baidik. And if you're baidik, then by definition, you're not over by Rabbi Masi. Because by Rabbi Masi means make sure you don't have chametz by being baidik. That's what loyi matzi means. Loyi matzi, how do you fulfill loyi matzi? By finding all the chametz erev Pesach, by making a bdik erev Pesach. And once you did it kedin, so the Torah relies on that. And you did what you're mitzvah. And more, you're not mitzvah. So Mela, you're not over. And the other end, Taisus, the Taisus Rosh, they bestama hold that the Bdika itself is just Minatayra. The Bdika itself Minatayra is just an Eitz HaTayva on how to make sure that you don't have any Chomets. Like Bdikas Toloim, right? The Achayim and the Mekachayim and the Amudei and the Mishnais, they want to compete, they have an expression that Bdikas Chomets like Bdikas Toloim. Because if you found afterwards that you ate half a worm, then you find half a worm in the apple, and there's the other half a worm obviously you ate. So you tackle over. I always buy dick. I checked the apple. I mean, apples you don't check, but whatever it is, you checked. So what? You checked, fine. But obviously you didn't check well enough. And even if you checked as well as humanly possible, maybe you're an onus, but you can't say you're not over. There's no magic because the loyim. There's no pasuk anywhere about because the loyim. Because the loyim is an eitz of teva. How not to eat the loyim? So if the Eitzah works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So it could be the Shurish of Machlekes is over here. That the Ran holds that there's really a Liman Minatar. And the Emes, the Ran, the Bingham, the points to our Gemara, and he said that you see from the Gemara the Bdikas Deraisa. If you're not by the Bdikas Deraisa. And he points to our Gemara. What do you see in our Gemara? Gemara says, that's an Achdor. The Gemara says, that Afrik Shirai Ladova Zechladova. The Ran points to our Gemara and he says, you see the Bdikas Deraisa. No, maybe it could be doicha, maybe it's only an asmachta. Maybe Tati says it, maybe it could doicha, maybe it's an asmachta. But his initial reaction is Agamor is a derisa. Well, how's the Gemara? The Gemara says Zechel Dover. What do you mean, maybe it's an asmachta? For sure, an asmachta. Maybe it's the answer. Yeah, the nearest part is an asmachta. But the Ikka didn't mitzim echipus, that's it in their eyes. And the Taisus and Taisus Rosh, they mistaken hold that the whole thing's only an asmachta. The whole thing, Dikas Chomet, is not in their eyes. Dikas Chomet is an Eitz HaTovah. It's like Dikas Talon. It's a good advice for their eyes. But it's not a din deraisa that it's shvichal, that if you once you buy it, you should have a ptur. Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Some Chotara Chazakas will work for Lechatchila, you can rely on it. But to say that, therefore, I wasn't over, that place just doesn't have. Some Chotara Chazakas, if you check the lettuce, you can eat the lettuce. But we don't say some Chotara Chazakas, therefore, even if there was a worm, you weren't over. That's already a finish. That's the Amudivar Esan Iran. The Amudivar and the Mishnah is. He said, what are you talking about? Some Chotara Chazak is fine. So you're allowed to live, you're allowed to rely on the Chazak, you're allowed to rely on the Bdiko, and you don't have to go do more Bdikas or do anything else. You don't have to be Mavatl, maybe even Minatayr, because you could rely on the Bdiko. But if you found Chametz, about are you over? But the Ran is Mavur that if you find Chametz, you're not over. The Ran explains by Gluska Yofa that we're not afraid about the Lamafreya because Lamafreya is nothing because you were by the Kedim. Yeah, it's Mamashir Duam Chuvan. I think it comes also with the Rosh. The Rosh and the Psokim, we saw the Rosh. The Rosh, when he talks about so the Rosh spoke out, what's the Chiddush you have to make a bracha? So he said, well, I would have thought that Dika is not a mitzvah chashuva. Just to get rid of the Chomet, it's not a mitzvah chashuva. And then he says, and why do you make the bracha when you burn it? That's kind of more derived, that's Tashbisu. So he says, no, that's not Tashbisu. Tashbisu is afterwards, to be Menach the Gulav, after Zman Nisui. The burning the Chomet is not Tashbisu. It's just not to be everybody or by Motse. So maybe there's no reason to make a bracha on the beard. The bracha really is on the bdika. And the Rosh that goes on and says, really, you should make a bracha lived like? Really, a bracha should be lived like. But since the bdika is followed by the whole asik of getting rid of the Chomet, being matriyat and so on, so they wanted a musuk that should be kollel the rest of the asik. But Be'emes, the bracha is on the bdika should be lived like. It's not on the burning is not Tashbis. We were mazbir in the Rosh. It stems very well with the Tesis of Rosh. That the Rosh holds that the burning of the chametz, getting rid of the chametz, that's not a mitzvah. That's like getting rid of the bugs. I don't want to have chametz on Pesach. I don't want to have bugs in my lettuce. I have to get rid of the bugs. You don't make a bracha when you're biting teloim. Even if you throw the teloim down the toilet, you don't make a bracha. Just to eat the teloim, I don't have to have teloim when you eat your salad. So the getting rid of the chametz per se is not a mitzvah. Not min ha-toyer, not min derabanan. Just to eat the teloim, how not to have chametz on Pesach. So what's the bracha on? The bracha is on the din derabanan that you have to do a ma'aseh bdika. Because in derabanan, min ha-toyer, there's no din you have to do a ma'aseh bdika. Min ha-toyer, you can't have chametz on Pesach. So it's up to you how not to have chametz on Pesach. So if you're smart, you go, you look for your chametz and make sure you don't find any chametz on Pesach. You know, if you'll be reckless, not to be biting. But it's not a din. But midrabbanan, there is a din. Rabbanan made a takana b'shoshim me'odam mitzvim b'bateim. They have to be biting the house. And not only that, but they made a takana that has to be with neiros, that there's a certain oifen how you have to do the bdika. That's already something that's really baruch halof. Because that already has specific dinim. It's only din derabbanan, but it has specific dinim. So the bracha ought to be lived like. And it's very different than the Ran. The Ran, when he's explaining, the Ran says the bracha is levahar, because the ikka the bracha is on the burning. And the bdika is just the haschalas ha-mitzvah. Because the Ran also really is a mitzvah deraisa to be baidik. And to be baidik, mitzvah mechupos. There's a mitzvah to be baidik, and the bdika obviously means you have to find the chametz to get rid of it. If you baidik and you leave the chametz on your table, loy lezeh, we don't call that a bdika. Bdika means a bdika that culminates in getting rid of the chametz that you find. But that's all a mitzvah deraisa. What's the mitzvah? it's this din because it says bali mut, it's not tashbisu. The Rav doesn't call it tashbisu, but it's mitzvah mechipus. I mean, maybe the Rav holds it's tashbisu too. It could be the Rav holds it as tashbisu. That's also maybe because the Rav holds that bittles learned that from tashbisu, so the Rav may hold tashbisu is chaydim zman esroi. So maybe the Rav holds that it's all included in the mitzvah of tashbisu. Maybe we don't need this in the Rav. We need it in the Rosh, it's more. In the Rav, maybe we don't need it. Say it's just all included in tashbisu. But bdika is part of tashbisu, that I think is true. Bdika is part of tashbisu because we see him achibus. The son of the chazal. The ikr is more in the rush I want to bring out. But you see, tak in the rush, the beer is not royal bracha. The bdika is royal bracha. The beer is not royal bracha. So they said it belosh and levar because the bdika is followed by a ganz esik. They want to incorporate the rest of the esik. But the ikr bracha is on the bdika, not on the beer. It's very mechuban because the rush holds that Torah, it's just the etzah teva. When you're abundant, it's a din. They have to be b'dikah l'aroneh. So what's the ikkah din there abundant? The b'dikah l'aroneh. I mean, of course, the b'dikah l'aroneh has to be completed with the asik of getting rid of it. If you b'dikah l'aroneh and you leave it around, so you weren't mekayim the din there abundant either. But the ikkah takana the abundant that raises it over the being a mere etzah teva is the takana of aroneh and so on. Another ha'ara. You know, there's machlekes shayinim. What's the reason for bdika? Now that we do bittul, so why do you have to do? So why are we bittul? We did bittul. I bittul so shayivatul. So we do bittul anyway. So why are we bittul? So Rashi, the beginning of Masechta, said shoyav b'bali rabbi matz. Taisus says, what do you mean? You did bittul for bali rabbi matz. You did bittul. You don't need bdika also. So we said Rashi holds. Apparently, they didn't want to rely on bittul. We showed him say reasons. Maybe you'll forget to be mevatel. Maybe you'll be chayzer from the bittul. Whatever, for various reasons, we don't want to rely on bittul. So chazal and misakin, a double whammy. How do you avoid by your own motzei bittul and bdikah? Don't rely on bittul, shemalei vatel b'leiv shalom and so on, and don't rely on bdikah alone because shemalei yimsegluski off, like the Gemara says. So they made two eitzes. Don't take any chances. The two eitzes how not to be everybody by your own motzei. Bdika and bittul together. And we saw this throughout as the theme in Rashi. The Rashi was bdika and bittul are equal eitzes, co-equal eitzes, how not to be omer by your by yamatsu. We saw that in the Rashi, that you only have to mevatel the base adain, because why would you have to mevatel other places that you're not being bedik? If you have to be mevatel the other places, you have to be bedik the other places. By definition, it goes together. These are twin things, bittul and bdika together. Mekayim she'em achnisim be'em chametz, you don't have to be bedik, so you don't have to be mevatel. If you need to be mevatel, mekayim shem achnis and nemchamus, then you need to be baidik there too. And we had by mefarsh v'yetsi b'shur, kaidim lamad yoyim, Rashi holds that you don't even have to do bittul. What's the logic? The Rashi explains, it's like chametz and nafal of mepilis. The meister, the Rashi holds, if you go away, kaidim lamad yoyim, you don't have to do neither bdikah nor bittul. And other shayim achalik, they say, bittul of adi you have to do. You're going to be able to buy your obey motzi. Just they patter you from bdikah. But Rashi holds, if they part you from Dika, then you part from Bittul too. And if you have to do Bittul, you have to do Dika also. There's no priority of one over the other because they're both directed to the same purpose. Taisus holds, and many other Rishonim, the Rosh and Kofso, in Eilu Eivin is Mashmi, that he's noted to Taisus. A few Rishonim hold like Taisus, that the Bayu Abay Matsi is taken care of with the Bittul, and the Bdika Shal Yom Alachal. So, this big heart over here. The Gemara learns out the din that you have to baidik b'neiros from a gzeres shomer from mitzil or yimotze. So let's say it's an asmachta. Rashi's mashma is not even an asmachta. Part of it's an asmachta. Second half, the first half Rashi holds is a limud gomer. So it's a limud gomer in lo yimotze. Rather, Rashi would say it's even l'shitase. Rashi l'shitase. It's mamash a limud gomer. Where does limud gomer say lo yimotze? So it's mukhuk that the bdikas for lo yimotze. And we're talking about the bdika of our Mishnah. We're not talking about some bdika before they were misakim bittul. We're going on the din of the Mishnah. That you have baidik sorok, that you have to, that the din of the Mishnah, you have to be baidik lower there. So the bdika of the Mishnah, it says in Agamor, is learned out from Mitzir Mechipus, it's learned out from Bal Yamotze. And Rashi is mashmalet, it's a lima gomer. The nearest part is an asmachta. But there's a lima gomer for the Chipus. It's Muslim taka. They Rashi all said that dikas for bayi matzah. The fact that you have to, that even if you're mevatel, you still have to do it. That's only in the rabbanon. But the etzem idea that you, that bika is connected by Rav Matzi, that's a dinder eis. But the feet Taisa is that the bdika is nothing to do. The bdika that we have in the Mishnah, that you buy the klar in there, that's only for shaliyavu shaliyavu lachle. That's not for shabai yomei matzei. By yomei matzei do bittel. Yeah, if the person doesn't do bittel, then he has to do bdika deraisa. That's true. But that's not the bdika of the Mishnah. I don't even know if it has to be lar in there. But then deraisa liyati buydik mecha taisa has to be lar in there. So in Taisa's lachar, there's an R over here. We're talking about a bdika shaliyavu lachle. But the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah, the bdik of the Mishnah, Lora Ner, is Shulayom Alachim. So let's say, so fine, so Taisul and the whole din is in Asmachta. The whole limit over here is only in Asmachta. But even so, it's strange that they made the Asmachta and the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze. They should have made an Asmachta and the Pasuk of Anis Rachilo. A circle of Chomis, there we should have an Asmachta that there's a Pshipos or something. But they put the Asmachta on Loi Motzi. What does Loi Motzi have to do with Diko? Diko or Aner, the whole thing is nothing to do with, it's nothing to do by Rabbi Motzi. For that you have Bittul. It has to do with Shalom Alachli. It's a funny Asmachta. So I guess we could say, well, it's only an Asmachta. You don't ask questions in Asmachta. I don't know. An Asmachta is not a sermon. I mean, a sermon, you don't ask questions. It's a Drosha Drabana. So Mother Zach has, I should make the Asmachta on Loi Motzi. So maybe that here's a smach to the Shulchan Aruch Harav that we talked about at the very beginning of the Masechta. Afterwards, we didn't find so much corroborating evidence for it, so we didn't really. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav said about that once Chazal were matzrich bdika, even if it's only Shulayav al-Ochlai, midirabonon, they said that bittel doesn't work, and you're by Rabbi Masi midirabonon. That's not the reason why Chazal made the takana. They made the takana Shulayav al-Ochlai. But many times we distinguish between why they made a takana and what it says in the takana. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says why they made the takana was shalei yovel ochle, but what it says in the takana is that bittul doesn't work. Midrabanu, and therefore, close mind, you don't do bdika. You're over by Rabbi Matzim Midrabanu. So then it's mechuvah the Gemara's takad ashes shalei Matzim. It's only the smach to emes. It's only the smach, but the smach to shalei Matzim. Now this is even without the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Even without the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we did see in Tosfos in that base that even though bdika is only shalei yovel ochle. But the din midirabon and shaliyav alachlay, dika means dika and beer. The din midirabon is not just that you have to get rid of the chomus. The din is that there's an isser shehiyah. There's an isser midirabon to leave to have the chomus around. It's not just a din that you have to destroy it. It's a din that it's also to have around. We medayik it. The chayim are medayik from Tosis. Tosis has the kashin. Why were they more machmir by chomus than by shari suriano? Chomus they made a din shaliyav alachlay that you have to be baidik and so on. Why is it different than other suriano? So it says, well, it's a chikoras, we're more machmir. I kind of ask, what do you mean? Why is it? All Yisrael know you have to destroy? That's the Mishnah at the end of tomorrow. All Yisrael know, either Minan Yisrael from Minan Ikbar. So you have to get rid of all Yisrael know. So the Tinechram, it's talking nothing special. Shalei Yavol Ochle, all Yisrael know you have to destroy. Shalei Yavol Ochle. What it takes to see that somehow there's more chaymer and chomets than anything else? Chiyubdika. There's no chiyubdika for Basa B'chalav. Of course, no chiyubdika for Basa B'chalav. Why would I think that I have Basa B'chalav in my house? Why would I think that I have Kili Karim in my house? But chametz, I use the whole year, so there's a chiyubdika. But there's no fundamental difference in chametz and Shari Surya, no. So I can say that Taisus somehow saw, and that Taisus saw, I don't know exactly from where, but Taisus saw that even after Bittul, not only is a chiyub to destroy the chametz, there's an Issa Shehi on the chametz, and that you don't find. You don't find an Issa Shehi on Basa B'chalav. Eventually, you have to bury it. You can't just. Eventually, there's a din you should bury it. But there's no issa shir that every second, you know, you have to right away bury it. Every second that goes by, you're over an issa shir. And by chomus, we have it. But that even if you're mavatul, every second that you leave it around, you're over, you have to be careful of sakli, and right away afterwards, you have to destroy it. So we find by chomus of chaymer that there's an issa shir. The Shulchan Aruch Rav would call it by Yom Matzim Midrabanan. But if we don't go so far as Shulchan Aruch Rav, we're not going to label it by Yom Matzim Midrabanan. But an Issa Shehiyah it is. So if it's an Issa Shehiyah, it's not so terrible. The Gemara is mas michit and by Yom Matzim. By Yom Matzim is the Issa Shehiyah deraisa. Midrabanan, even if you're Mavatel, is an Issa Shehiyah. So maybe we're not going to call it by Yom Matzim, but it is an Issa Shehiyah. So it's not out of place to be mas mich the Chiyub Diku Biur to the Pasuk of Loy Matzim. Since the Nidun is an Issa Shehiyah. It's a little bit further. Panabon, a biking lila chamablera lavano, lila havuka. But the little places of Nair to me there. The question, how do they make a heap of me there, but lay Nair to me there? The question is playing, Tyson is asking, we didn't need the second to last pasuk at all. What is the question? We learn a heap of me there from the pasuk of Asia, happens to Shalim and Nair. And then the Gemara put another pasuk, Nair Hashem Nishmasan and Chayfis Mechadevot. So the Gemara asked, if I have the pasuk of Nair Hashem Nishmasan, if I have the pasuk, if I have the first pasuk of Asia, happens to Shalim and Nair, why do we need the second pasuk? I think I skipped that part of the Gemara. Nothing more is. Maiva Omer. Why do we need the second? Why do we need the final pasuk? The second last pasuk is good enough. Be'esi achapis shalayim aneiris. So the Gemara answers, v'chitei mahai be'esai kulu v'chitei mahai be'esai kulu d'amir achman le'badikna le'i b'shalayim b'nohir d'avuka d'nofis b'er tuba and b'nohir d'shroga d'zut d'nohir t'fei d'afen rabbi m'shtakach o'ven zut d'olim m'shtakach. So the Gemara says, if I only had the pasuk of Asiya Chafis Shlaim Aneiros, I would say that's not such a good bdiko. That's a bdiko. The Rebbeinu Shlom is looking not to get everything, not to find everything. Doesn't want to find the oven zutta. But by Chomis, we want to find everything. So maybe Taka Aneiros is not a good bdiko. Maybe you need the Chayis Avukas on it. So maybe it brings another pasuk of Neiros Shenish Masalim Kol Chayfis Kol Chadre. Chayfis Kol Chadre. That's the Emes Achipas. Kodesh Baruch Hu certainly Chayfis Kol Chadre. Welcome Tapu. But Taisus says, okay, fine. So I need the last pasuk, but skip the second to last pasuk. Why do we need the pasuk of Ba'asiya Chapis Shlaim Aneiros? That pasuk is extra. Go straight to Chipus Miner. In that pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chayfus Kol Chadri, and it says Chipus and it says Ner. So let's go straight from the Chipus of Binyamin to the Chipus of over here. The Chipus is Biner. So it says V'yishlaim with the Chipus like Koyan Ner. Takhish the first, Yol Chippus, the Nermi Chippus, the Yerushalayim, Sheib and Neiris. But eight the Neiris mean there. But Sishap, but that's the surface, he called the Chippus Neiris, for Sagi, because Neirish and Nishmasonim. Taisus answers by the posting of Neirish and Nishmasonim, Chayfus, the Chavi Rotten. The Chayfus is not going on the Neir. The Chayfus is going on the Rebunishle. The Neshama is Neir Hashem, Nishmasonim. Nishmasonim, a person in the Neshama, is a Neir Hashem. See, they didn't know. The Matsadikim, Dayim, Kneir, Shchino, Kneir, Kneir, Kneir. So the neshama of a person is a ner Hashem, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is chayfus kol chadrei vatan. So the ner is not what you're using for the chippus. So that pasuk by itself is not really an appropriate pasuk. So the appropriate pasuk is the pasuk of Asiya Chapis Yishlayim Meneiros. But I would have said, okay, Meneiros, maybe that's not a real chippus. That's a chippus where you're not looking to find everything. So we bring the other pasuk also to show. We bring the other pasuk that Meneiros in there. So that's to show what the other pasuk is meisiv. Okay, fine. So that's the problem. How's this the solution? And each pasuk by itself is not really a limud. It's not a full limud. From the first pasuk, I can't really learn out because maybe that's a shvach chippus. That's a chippus where you're looking to skip. You're looking to not find everything. So we bring the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmasadam Kol Chayfis Kol Chadrei Vot. That pasuk is also not really such a great pasuk because there the chayfis is not going on the Ner. Okay, so neither pasuk is such a good limud. So how does having both help? That's so clear to me. If neither pasuk alone is good, so how is it having both be good? Yeah.
We would have thought that the Nair would return to the Nishma of the Hava, but now we know that he could use an Nair for Radiga. So therefore
it becomes shot in the Pasuk that Nair Hashem Nishma Sodom and his Chayfis Kol Chadim. What's shot in the Pasuk? Like, how is the Nair? How do we read the Pasuk that the Nair should be part of the Chippus? Yes.
On the Tanakh, it says that.
The
neshama is the
nair.
Through the neshama,
Hashem Where did he say this? I saw Rabbeinu Yonah
on the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. There's something deep over here. Okay. But I guess we'll stop here. Okay. I want to go fast till the bottom of we'll pull that test. No, I want to try to go relatively fast.
But in